If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair airs live every Monday at noon. And now you can also catch the show during drive time at 6 a.m. every Friday. Hear from New York Times bestselling authors, innovative business leaders, cutting-edge health and wellness professionals, award-winning journalists, filmmakers, explorers, and adventurers. Tune in to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, Mondays at noon Pacific time and Fridays at 6 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of our fallback edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. By the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate it. And while you're there also, look for Oklahoma Friends of Elephants. Like them as well. And we are due to do a Missing Link giveaway, but I'm going to hold off on that because Mike is going to work some magic with the phone lines here. And so once he's done that, then we'll go ahead with the giveaway. In the meantime, I want to ask one more time for those of you that weren't here early in the show, got a very good friend who's had a really sad experience in her life, and it is requiring her to find a new rental. She needs a rental on the east side, two bedrooms that will accept two cats. Wonderful woman, great two cats. If you know of a rental on the east side that will be available this month, Please let me know. And of course, it has to be cat friendly. And so rental on the east side available this month, 2 bedrooms, except cats. And if you have a lead for me, you can email me, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. I don't have a price range, so I don't know. But this person doesn't have gazillions of dollars, so I think it has to be reasonable. At any rate, let me know, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or call my home office at 360-217-7258. All righty, then. We are going to get back to Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we reintroduced Missy to Animal World again a month ago, and we are going to follow up with Missy's rescue and animal talk on Lake City Way. So joining us again, welcome back to Animal World, Missy.
Hi, thank you for having me back on.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Now, for anybody that missed you on the show a month ago, why don't you tell us what Animal Talk and Missy's Rescue is all about?
Okay, well, actually, about 20 years ago, I started a rescue that had been up on Roosevelt for 25 years. And 3 years ago, we moved down to Lake City Way and opened yet another rescue. And we are focused, I would say, mainly on cats, but we also do dog rescue and other animals, reptiles also, and showcase a number of animals for the Pacific Northwest Herpetological Society. We do student volunteers and community service people and special needs.
All right, and then so the place on Lake City Way is actually Animal Talk,
correct?
Which is like a little pet store, right?
Correct, except for it's double the size that I had up on Roosevelt Way.
Well, that's good
so
news.
Half of it is the pet store, and the other half is all the animals.
Yeah, it's Missy's Rescue, and as I remember, you know, because we, you know, over the many years that I've been on the air, you know, we've had you on from time to time, and I think we were reminiscing last year that the last time you'd been on the air wasn't pleasant because it had been well, more than 3 years ago. You had there'd been a robbery, a break-in, at Animal Talk, and that was really upsetting. But now you've got, you know, double the space. You're down on Lake City Way. You're just south of Northeast 125th Street, right?
Correct.
And you're on the west side of Lake City Way. And
I'm on the east side.
Or excuse me, the east side. I'm seeing you on the east side. I don't know why I said west side.
On the east side of Lake City Way.
East side of Lake City Way, south of 125th.
Yeah.
And there's parking on the street in front. Is there also parking in back?
Oh, yeah. We've got a great big huge parking lot out back. In fact, we even, during the summertime, use that for dog obedience classes.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun.
Yeah. All of our dogs come with free obedience classes.
Oh, really? Did you teach them there?
Yep. Gail Ballinger of Positive Dog Steps is our trainer.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Gail, but...
Yeah, she uses clicker training and all positive reinforcement, and she donates 6-week courses with each one of the dogs we adopt out.
Well, how fun. That would be a neat thing to do. I know that we talked about last month that you've inherited this animal rescue gene, I think. Because this is in your blood, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm third generation, both sides. Pet store, dog showing, Woodland Park Zoo curators, Bellevue Humane Society. My dad ran for a number of years from the time I was about 11 until after I was 18.
Wow.
Yeah. So I actually grew up upstairs at the Humane Society in Bellevue.
Wow. Yeah, so it really is in your blood.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And so you're carrying on the tradition and do the wonderful little pet store there, and then all the rescue work. And like you said, you do probably mostly cats.
mostly cats.
Some dogs.
Yeah, we went from doing like, 100 cats a month and maybe 5 dogs a year to now we're doing at least 50 to 75 cats a month and around 100 dogs a year.
Okay, so it is getting up. Now, do you have foster people and families?
We have
that
a whole foster network. It's fantastic.
All right. And so you have animals in the facility there on Lake City Way.
Yeah, we built 3 different cat rooms, one for adults, one for kittens, and then one room that we call the cage room, which has open caging for animals that aren't quite ready for the other 2 rooms.
All right. And I know when then you also, so some cats, some dogs, and then reptiles seem to be something that you have an affinity with.
Oh yeah, my dad was a herpetologist also, so I love the reptiles.
And
I'm very good at anamorphizing, whatever that word is, with the reptiles.
So you have them. You have a rescue going on for reptiles. So
yeah, we rescue reptiles ourselves. Plus, we showcase a lot of reptiles for the Pacific Northwest Herpetological Society.
Okay, and then so if there was someone out there that was wanting a reptile in their family, would it be appropriate to come to you rehome rescued models?
Yep, definitely. We always have an abundance of snakes and bearded dragons, but also there's always a bunch of tortoises and smaller reptiles also. We do mainly focus on child-appropriate reptiles.
Oh, that makes sense.
Don't deal with the bigger reptiles that could be more difficult to care for or possibly dangerous.
Would that be like boas and
the big pythons.
Big pythons, that's what I was thinking about, yeah.
Pythons are not in our repertoire. But the ball pythons are fantastic for kids. They're smaller and they're so docile.
Okay, in case you didn't catch it, we were talking to Missy from Missy's Rescue on Lake City Way. It's just south of 125th on the east side. And, primarily cats, some dogs, and a lot of reptiles, it sounds like.
And rabbits and guinea pigs.
Rabbits, guinea pigs, okay. How about you? Do you do mice and rats?
Oh, yeah, a lot of rats.
They're great, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're really intelligent creatures.
Oh, they are fantastic little creatures and make wonderful pets for kids. They're so intelligent, loving, and devoted.
Yeah.
In fact, we have 12 rats that were brought to us recently, 2 moms and 10 babies that were found in a cage in a dumpster.
Oh.
Yeah. So I should have pictures of them up on Pet Finder here by this afternoon.
Guys are now
up for adoption.
Well, I have to say, my love for rats began when I was in grade school, I believe. Was it? My 5th grade science teacher. I remember her name was Mrs. Patch. She was a gray-haired elderly woman. I mean, she seemed elderly to us and gray at the time, but she was really a hoot, and she would demonstrate gravity by climbing up on the desks and jumping off. So we thought she was a real hoot. But anyway, because it was biology, we had a rat family, in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And so I fell in love with rats because I got to take them home for holidays. I got to be the rat sitter. I got to take the family of rats home and keep care of them over all the holidays throughout the year. And I just fell in love with those rats. They're so smart and they're so sweet and friendly and just little snuggle models.
I know. My first introduction, my grandmother would never sell rats for snake food. It was just totally, totally, I don't know, alien to her. She couldn't even accept the idea of it. and my first introduction to a rat was actually a lab rat that somebody didn't want anymore. And I think I was maybe 6 years old. And
wow.
I fell in love with that thing, and it actually bit me.
Oh, no.
But from there on out, I was a rat person.
That was my worst biting was not rats. I never had a problem with the rats or the mice. But I did have a ground squirrel that... Oh, that's just a terrible story. My ground squirrel had escaped from his cage in my bedroom, and I didn't know that. I didn't know he had escaped. And I came home from school, and I ran up to the upstairs bathroom, which was down the hall from my bedroom. And I have a younger brother, and at that age frame, he wasn't really good at flushing the toilet. So I'd go into the bathroom and I'd kind of out of the corner of my eye look to see if there was something dark in the toilet, because that meant my brother hadn't flushed it. So I'd just go ahead and flush it, you know. Well, as I came home that day, there was something dark in the toilet, and I went to flush it, and all of a sudden there's all this commotion going on, and it's like my ground squirrel's like, I'm drowning. And it was my ground squirrel in the toilet. So I just had to grab him out of the toilet. And then, of course, I wanted to wash him off in the sink. And while I was doing all of that, he was biting my hands.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm washing him off under in the sink with blood all over the sink and stuff, because I had probably 100 holes in my hand by the time we were done. And he wasn't a mean ground squirrel, but, No. He'd almost drowned, and I had grabbed him out of the toilet, and then I was washing him off in the sink. So that was my major getting bit up by a little rodent.
Yeah, you can always tell an animal person, because we can be literally being chewed on.
Uh-huh.
By an animal, and we're oblivious to it because we're
uh-huh.
so worried about the animal.
Right, right. We're trying to save the animal, so it doesn't matter. So that was me.
Yeah, I've got many scars like that. If you look at my arms, it's just like, totally covered with scars from cats and dogs and reptiles.
So a true animal lover and rescuer. So
yeah.
Following up from last month, are you getting more help? Because I know that we needed to do a lot of fundraising for you.
Yeah, I am. Basically, we have an auction coming up December 9th called Whiskers Gone Wild, and it actually has its own Facebook page.
Ah, wonderful.
I don't have a lot of the auction items up there yet, but we are auctioning off a Keith Richards autographed guitar and
Ooh.
An Angus Young autographed guitar.
Even I know Keith Richards, he's a Rolling Stone, isn't he?
Yeah.
So that's got to be a pretty big deal.
I know. My partner, he's the one that is doing that part of it, and he knows all the musicians. But we also have a bunch of sports memorabilia going up for auction also. And it's always so much fun. It's at Elliott Bay. And April Brown, who has Whisker City,
uh-huh.
here in Seattle, she and I have been friends for years, and she's always my auctioneer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've met April.
Yeah, and she's amazing.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we need to take care of advertisers here before we run out of time. So, well, let's go ahead and do that, and then we'll come back and talk more about this Whiskers Gone Wild, because that's your new latest big fundraiser coming up. And in the meantime, let's also do a missing link giveaway, because phones are back up. We can do that now. So if you're 18 or older, haven't won a contest on Animal World or this station in the last 30 days, it's time to pick up your phone and give Kathy or Prescott, who's ever answering the phone, give them a call. Let them know what version of missing link you'd like. And we even have versions for rats and mice and guinea pigs. That would be the wellness blend. There's three versions for dogs, one for cats, city chickens and birds, and you can decide which one you want. And how about let's do our missing link phrase of the day. How about Whiskers Gone Wild? So we'll remember Missy's fundraising event. Whiskers Gone Wild, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. All right, the phone's not ringing yet, folks. So if you're thinking, oh, I'm just not fast enough to get there, well, Animal World listeners are slow getting to the phone. So you've got time. Pick up your phone. Give us a call. 425-373-5527. We've got Missing Link for you. So if we don't give it to you, we'll send it to Missy and for all those little rats she just got. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150, raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're heading towards halfway mark in the last hour of today's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, is anybody out there? Anybody want Missing Link? We've got wide open phone lines, and we'd love to give you some Missing Link. Local number, 425-373-5527, and toll free is 1-888-298-5569. So if you want to grab it, give a call. Otherwise, I'm sending it to Missy. So, alrighty, we are in the middle of a conversation with Missy from Animal Talk and Missy's Rescue on Lake City Way. Good morning again, Missy.
Good morning again, too.
And we were just starting to talk about your big fundraiser coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the Whiskers Gone Wild, A Very Meowy Christmas. I love that. Now, it's a dinner and auction, right?
Correct. Yes. And we've got a, we'll be posting pictures of all the auction items on the Whispers Gone Wild page, which is actually a page we keep up year round.
Okay, so go to Facebook and search Whiskers Gone Wild.
Yeah.
We'll find that. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's fun. We like people to post pictures too.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to be on December 9th, assuming that's a Saturday.
No, actually, it's a Friday night.
Oh, Friday night. Okay,
yeah,
Friday night, December 9th, from 7 to 10 p.m.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic salmon buffet.
Salmon buffet, ooh,
oh,
at
yes.
the Elliott Bay Brewery. Now, it says that's on Lake City Way, too.
Yeah, they have an Elliott Bay on Lake City Way, and it's fantastic. It's down in the Cascade Room, so we have our own beer and wine bar to ourselves and a whole room.
So I'm wondering, where on Lake City Way is that Elliott Bay Brewery?
I think it's at 1.
You don't need that.
Yeah.
Well, but no, just kind of related to where you guys are.
Oh, it's north of us on the west side of the street.
North of you on the west side. Okay, I'm going to have to look for it because I drive down Bothell Lake City Way all the time and I've never noticed it. So
oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to pay attention.
Yeah, it's a fantastic building. It's beautiful inside.
Oh, okay. So Elliott Bay Brewery, you're in the Cascade Room. It's going to be on Friday evening, December 9th, from 7 to 10.
Correct.
And a dinner and auction. It sounds like a lot of great prices. So it's a salmon buffet. And what's the cost?
There will be vegan choices there also.
Okay, so a salmon buffet and vegan options. All righty. And what is the cost to attend?
It's $35, and you can purchase the tickets on our Facebook page or the website.
Well, that's $35. That's really reasonable.
Yeah.
And that goes. So that's great. Now, your Facebook page, you can. So the Whiskers Gone Wild on Facebook.
Correct. And then Missy's Rescue.
Missy's
on Facebook.
And so Whiskers Gone Wild on Facebook or Missy's Rescue on Facebook?
Correct.
Okay. And then you said something about a website. Is there a different web address?
Yeah, on animal-talk.com, there's a button for Missy's Rescue.
Uh-huh. Animal-talk.com.
Correct.
And click Missy's Rescue.
Yeah. And then there'll be a button there for Whiskers Gone Wild.
All right. And then can people call also to get tickets?
Yes, they can call or come on by to get tickets, too.
Okay. So, and you're at 12322 Lake City Way. And what is the phone number?
206-526-1558.
206-526-1558. All righty. So if you are interested in supporting Missy's Rescue, remember, it's in her blood. You need to help her out here because she's saving all kinds of things in animal suits. And this is Whiskers Gone Wild, a very meowy Christmas dinner and auction, Friday night, December 9th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Elliott Bay Brewery on Lake City Way in the Cascade Room. Tickets are only $35, and that includes a wonderful salmon buffet with vegan options. And great auction, and you'll be posting the super items besides the Keith
guitar.
Richard author autographed guitar on the Whiskers Gone Wild Facebook page, right?
Mm-hmm.
All righty, sounds good. Okay, so I guess that's we're out of time. But I want to say thanks for joining me again, and we hope you get a fabulous turnout for the Whiskers Gone Wild. And hopefully we'll get to chat with you a little bit next month.
Okay, perfect.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Missy.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. All righty. I didn't get a chance to tell you after, you know, the ads ran earlier in this hour, but I've just got to tell you, since we're getting into the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, I am just so excited to have taken and be taking this Hatha Yoga Intensive. That's the Ananda physical style of yoga, and I am now quite a ways into the class. I think we've got two more classes to go, and it's been a three-month class. And I'll tell you, I am just so grateful I decided to do this, and it has just been so much fun to learn the physical yoga. And I didn't know what I was expecting, but it really is, it's an amazing workout without all the craziness that goes on at a gym type situation. But boy, does it really positively affect your body. I'm noticing all kinds of positive changes. And I've loved this Hatha intensive so much that I'm thinking about repeating it, because they do it twice a year. And the next time is going to be starting in January. And it's done both at East West Bookshop and at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell. So I'm thinking about doing it again. Alrighty, so speaking of that, it is time to welcome back. We haven't spoken with him for a while, but co-director of the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, I call him our resident Nayaswami, that would be Reman McGilloway. Good morning, Reman.
Good morning, Martha. How are you today?
Well, I'm great. It's not raining.
But we wouldn't complain even if it were.
Well, no, it was I drove all the way south of Olympia yesterday to do a session, and it was in the rain. So I appreciated it's dry today. So it's a delight to have you back. And
Thank you. For
anyone that hasn't been paying attention, why don't you give us a quick lowdown on what is the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga?
Well, the Ananda Institute is centered here in Bothell at the Meditation Temple near 228 and the Freeway 405. And we're the blue tile dome shaped building there. You can't miss it. A lot of people wonder what it is, but they certainly appreciate the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And the Institute is that aspect of the teachings of Yogananda, whose autobiography, called Autobiography of a Yogi, will be celebrating its 70th year of its first publication on December 1st this year. And so we represent and share those practices of Hatha Yoga, as you were just talking about, of Raja Yoga, which is our term for meditation. And yet there are so many aspects to the lifestyle of yoga in consciousness and attitude, as well as daily practices, that the Institute represents the sort of spokes of the wheel of yoga going out into relationships, into health and healing, into counseling with other people, marriage, children, and all what your business and success. And so the Institute is how to apply yoga to daily life for everybody without regard to affiliation or belief systems, but just how this practice of centering and being mindful and self-possessed, how does that affect all the things that we do?
Wonderful. That's a great explanation. And we, of course, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga here in our area, like you said, there's kind of a lot of spokes of the wheel. Because we've got the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell, which, like you said, of course, is kind of like the headquarters. And then with the relatively new yoga hall that has recently been completed right next to the meditation temple.
Yes, that's the hall is what we call the Institute, because it symbolizes, reaching out to people of all walks of life and in all these different ways that I described. But in addition to that, as you've described on previous occasions, we have five other forms of service and so on, like our farm on Kamano Island, the East-West Bookshop that offers speakers and books and things from all these different traditions and so on. We have the Living Wisdom School for Children, now relocated recently to Linwood. We even have a thrift and gift store to help support the children in the school.
Yeah, Living Wisely, Thrift and Gifts, I believe is
living
the name.
Yeah, you're right. Living Wisely, Thrift and Gift in Shoreline.
In Shoreline, right. So if you got things to donate or you want to shop at a great thrift store and support Ananda, it's Living Wisely. You know what? That just reminds me that that's another interview, Reman, because I haven't interviewed Carol about the thrift store.
Oh, that would be a hoot.
Yeah, I got to do that. I got to get Carol on because she's a Nyaswami as well and just a wonderful lady. And she's gotten me all kinds of cool stuff at the Swift thrift store.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
she looks for yellow stuff for me.
She's down home and practical and gives great advice.
All right. So, you know, I kind of wanted to begin today with because we're now into November. But I can't believe it's November already, but it is. And, you know, we just finished Halloween, and so now I was kind of blown away when I went into Lowe's Hardware, and they were doing Christmas last month.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like we're already starting to, it's like the holidays start earlier and earlier, and so we're on our way to Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the other holidays that are celebrated, and I'm wondering if you could kind of give us a lowdown. What part do the holidays play in a yoga lifestyle and at the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga? How do the holidays fit into all of this?
Well, that's a darn good question, Martha, because on the surface of things, one wouldn't think that yoga per se has anything to do with a religious holiday such as Christmas. But, you know, when Yogananda came to this country back in 1920, he described his work, or part of what he was here to do, was not just to teach the practices and disciplines of yoga and meditation, but he said he was sent to the West to show that really underlying all faith traditions and all forms of spirituality is an underlying impulse that we all share for connection, for understanding, for transcendence even, because, you know, you and I and all 7 billion of us, you know, we're very unique, like snowflakes, but on the other hand, we're all snowflakes too, you know?
Yeah.
We're human.
It would be nice if we remembered that, you know?
Yeah. And so there's a part of ourselves, and much needed in a world of globalization, that, you know, recognizes ourselves in other people, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself. And so he came specifically with the thought to focus, and especially on the New Testament, the most recent and so forth, the most dominant aspect of Western values in Christianity, to try to show that underlying the precepts of ancient yoga and Christianity is the basic same impulse. And so, you know, where this had its focal point, particular to your question, is why Christmas? Christmas is the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Okay. What is that? Well, it's always been a mystery, and it's always been a matter of debate, even in the Christian tradition. But basically what Yogananda was saying, you know, this entire creation has within it the seed of divinity, the seed of intelligence and goodwill, and we have that within ourselves. And the fact that somebody who got named Jesus the Christ expressed that in a dynamic, visible, and you know, way that spread around the world, but so has Buddha, and so has Krishna, and so has many other great preceptors down through the ages, so that what Jesus was, he said, is not so much unique, or unique like we all are, but also we participate in that divinity in our own way, and that all we need to do is to improve our knowing of that, our realization, which is why he called his work self-realization.
Uh-huh.
So he made Christmas a visible part of the traditions he started here in America.
Uh-huh.
And so, for example, one of the traditions we've inherited from his days in the 20s and 30s and 40s was a day dedicated to meditation. Just that, 8 hours, you know, from 10 to 6 on December 17th this year, because the date changes, because we like to do it on a Saturday.
Yeah, more people can attend that way. Yeah.
Exactly. So at Christmas time, our spiritual Christmas is an 8-hour meditation. There's breaks, and we chant, and it's not like you're just sitting in one position for 8 hours straight, and people come and go, and that's fine. So he said, I want to begin the tradition of tuning in and meditation to the universal Christ that uh-huh. resides in our hearts and in every atom of creation, in nature, in one another. And so we celebrate Christmas, not just the birth of Jesus Christ, who we honor, okay, but we honor all great teachers, but also the new understanding, he said, is to see that what Jesus was, we are potentially.
And of course, that's what Jesus taught that. You know,
he does indeed.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. You know, what I can do, so shall you, or whatever. I mean, but that definitely was part of you know, Master Jesus's teachings.
In fact, there's a very infrequently quoted from John's first chapter. He said, "And as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God." So clearly, his most advanced disciple, and in the gospel right there in plain English, if you will, is the teaching or that we are that. And that's what India teaches. There's a Sanskrit expression called Tat Tvamasi, and it means thou art that. In other words, we are all that divine spark of realization and divinity. And
wonderful.
So that's where Christmas fits into what we do. Now, we like the social Christmas, too, like everyone, you know. We have Christmas trees, and we have a Sunday service where the kids participate, and, you know, some pageantry and stories. We do all the fun things, the social aspect.
Well, then you have my favorite, which is the candlelight service on Christmas Eve.
Absolutely. Yours and a favorite of a lot of people. I think some of us grew up in the Christian tradition where on Christmas Eve there'd be a service, a mass or a service, and with candles, and we've continued that tradition too. And boy, people come from all over the region, as long as it's not snowing, and to our 9 p.m. service every year on Christmas Eve with the candlelight. It's quite lovely. It's not a family service. It's more inward and meditative, but it's very... very sacred, actually, and very uplifting and appropriate.
It is. It's a wonderful, wonderful service. It's, like I said, it's my favorite.
Good.
So it says, so the major, like, Christmas-type celebration at Ananda would be, the main is the all-day meditation. That will be December 17th this year.
Yeah.
And and is everyone invited to that?
Oh, absolutely.
Is there a cost to come?
Oh, heavens, no. No, it's free and open to all. And we start at 10 o'clock and go to 6. We have a mid-afternoon break. And then every hour or so, there's a chant or two to allow people to stand and stretch quietly and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's not like, and it really is a wonderful, wonderful way to begin the, you know, kind of the crush of the Christmas holiday, and the peace and so forth that is absorbed, if you will, in that day is so wonderful. And like Ariman said, you know, anyone is welcome to attend, and there's no cost. You don't have to stay for the whole day. You can come and go.
Correct.
And that's wonderful.
Know, and we all sort of complain, don't we, about the commercialization of Christmas. And, you know, that's okay, fine. But we can bring the real Christ, the universal Christ, back into our Christmas celebrations. And, you know, it's interesting, by this meditation, by making a spiritual Christmas, then the next day or the next week when we do the social things and sing Christmas carols, there's real joy in it because you've tapped into that true and universal goodwill, which keeps Christmas coming year after year despite its commercialization. So it really pays, so to speak, to go deep for one day in that period. And then that imbues the rest of your Christmas activities with the true spirit of Christmas.
It really does. It really sets you up for you know, that wonderful spiritual energy to go through the rest of the season. So it's very nice the way that it's timed, you know, on the 17th. And then, of course, you can join us at the Ananda Temple for Christmas Eve service, and then there's Christmas Day service.
And even there's even a New Year's Eve. But there is a New Year's Eve program that's gaining in popularity. There are those like you and I and many others who want to do something other than, you know, New Year's Eve bar hopping or whatever.
Right. I had many years ago, I decided, you know, I'd just stay home on New Year's Eve until I found Ananda. And it really is wonderful. And, of course, we have, the sparkling apple juice at midnight.
Apple cider. But basically what we do is a lot of affirmations, some music, some chanting. And, yes, we do meditate, of course, right up to the midnight hour. But mostly it's a program that people participate in. We might do a fire ceremony or, you know, something like that.
But it's such a wonderful spiritual foundation and way to welcome in the new year.
Exactly. Now, after the new year, we get back to serious business and all of our big programs start, you know, the Raja Intensive that you were mentioning that you've been taking this season, and, you know, we'll have meditation teacher training starting and all of those larger programs, a class on how to use affirmations. We do that every January because that's a great time to use affirmations. So
absolutely. And now I'm wondering, too, because there are some services that happen for, you know, like Seattleites at East West Bookshop. And I know that I think it may be maybe Bhakti and Bhima and maybe some others that do an early Sunday service, like at 9 before the store opens on Sundays.
Do
they do any holiday services at East West, do you know?
You know, what East West does is a tribute and an appreciation evening. It's usually earlier in December because people get so busy. So I'm going to say it's around December 10th or so on a, well, I'm not sure of the date in my memory, but they'll do an evening of hors d'oeuvres candlelight service, and it's very, very popular. Usually the classroom there is packed, and so, yes, they do.
Okay,
they
wonderful. Now, somebody, you've piqued some interest here, and have a question, wondering if there's any kind of Ananda temple or place to go on the east side, like the Sammamish area.
Well, I wish there were, but right now we don't, I'm sorry to say. But I do want to mention to you and your listeners that for 12 or 13 years we've done a Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi program on the Monday night of the day. And we are doing that again at East West Bookshop in January, but this year we're doing something different because the children from Living Wisdom School in Linwood are going to be going to do the program instead of us adults. So that'll be a new feature.
Gosh, and we could go on and on. There's so much to talk about, but we have to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour. And then there's one other thing I want to ask about. But, you know, you piqued interest because now we got a question. What you mentioned just in flight, what's a fire ceremony? So I don't know if we'll have time to talk about that. But
And don't forget Tuesday, November 8th.
Yes, that's what we're going to do next. So we're going to take care of advertisers. Everybody stay right where you are, and we'll be back more with Reman from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why the Missing Link supplement was created. They start with human-grade, all-whole-natural raw food sources. They figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes, and fiber in the raw ingredients. missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a missing link formula for just about everything in an animal suit. Three formulas for dogs, one for seniors, one for hip and joint, one for skin and coat. There's a cat formula. There's a vegetarian formula, the wellness blend you can feed to both dogs and cats and other little house critters as well. There's a bird formula, a poultry formula, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed back Caroline Heldman with some post-election analysis. Good or bad, it's all over on Tuesday.
On Saturday, psychic medium Linda Salvin makes her debut on Manson Mitchell. We look forward to meeting her and hope you do too.
In hour number two, we present a special series called Chime In about people making a difference.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, Yale, I'm Martha Norwalk. I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with me here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we're just concluding a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And, of course, we conclude each of these shows with helping the human animal. And doing that, of course, is our wonderful the co-director of the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga here in Washington. And that, of course, would be Nyaswami Reman McGillaway is here with us. Good morning again, Reman.
Good morning.
And I have to say that one of the things I appreciate most and strive so hard to maintain would be, of course, our wonderful Paramhansa Yogananda's teachings of going through life, you know, calmly and even-mindedly, peaceful, you know, peace and harmony and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, we were just having a wonderful conversation about the holidays and, you know, the wonderful day-long meditation and bringing that in. But it's occurred to me that, you know, we've got a lot of turmoil going on in this country right now. And with the election cycle that's culminating here on Tuesday, and I've been reading a lot about how many people are getting physically ill because of the stress of this election and so forth. And I just thought we could really use some sage advice from our wonderful Nayaswami, Reman. Can you help us all get through the next few days?
Well, let me share a little story.
Okay.
When my son was going through his teen years and was being a teenager, we'll just say, I remember my teacher, Swami Kriyananda, who founded Ananda. He looked at me and said, "Just remember who your son really is." And that's all he said. But I started to tune back into my son's basic qualities. And so let's do that with America. Our basic qualities are very are excellent. We're a compassionate people. We're the most generous nation on earth. We're a freedom-loving people. In fact, our very freedom is in some ways what allows us to sometimes act out a bit.
Isn't that true? Yeah.
And so let's have faith in our basic national character. Now, we're going through difficulties. It's true. You know, fear has been rising like a tsunami for a long time since the disappearance of some of our manufacturing industries, but culminated symbolically, at least, in the 9/11 attacks. The world of America is no longer, we're not in Kansas anymore, so
right,
to speak. And so people do feel fear. They see the rising Asian tiger nations, China principally, and so many people do fear for the future. And that's not a characteristic of America. America's consciousness, after all, for 200 years, a going west young man, and, you know, we've just been on the upswing, if you will. We're used to being bold and courageous and enterprising and a lot of good qualities. But, you know, ever since about the Vietnam War, we started to lose confidence in our future. And so that's what we're faced with, as I see it. And so let's reaffirm our faith in the ideals on which this country was founded. And even if we go astray, get a little crazy, as crowds do everywhere, and even if we're a little bit fearful, let's affirm our basic goodness. I mean, think of all the marvelous new inventions and you know, global warming issue. You know, look what's happening with the Indians. You know, people are rising up and supporting their rights. Black Lives Matter. People are saying that kind of behavior is no longer acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in other words, the cup is half full.
Yeah, so let's focus on that and keep it filling.
Exactly. And think of, I mean, people are changing. And now we've, you know, got some misbehavior going on, let's say, in the presidential character. But, you know, that's not who we are. And we can get like that sometimes. We all have our moments. But let's affirm our knowing, our faith in who we are as Americans and what we represent to the world. And we'll get through these challenges, but they're based on fear. And the more we can affirm faith in ourselves, and of course, I would like to say faith in God. And our teacher, Yogananda, once said, yes, America has had its problems and done some wrong things in racial terms, but he said, basically, America has very good karma.
So let's hold on to that thought, folks, and do remember to vote. That's important. I really appreciate your wonderful words. And of course, we started the show today, like we always do, with some St. Francis prayers, but the Ananda Peace Initiative, the Peace and Harmony, and we did it for the elections too today. So I think that helps as well.
Very good.
But we remember what this country is all about, and let's move forward, not backwards, folks.
Yes.
All righty. Yes. Freeman, thank you so much. I so appreciate it. Have a great rest of your Sunday, and thanks for spending some time with us.
And thank you and all your listeners for tuning in.
All righty. God bless.
Okay.
Thanks, Freeman. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, so that wraps us up. Stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio. Next week, Darcy Pariso in the house, so call in for your free readings. She can help you talk to your animals. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Prescott. If he's there, he is. Yay. All righty, and I guess that leaves me just enough time to say, as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.